Tuesday, February 8th. President started with a combined cabinet leadership breakfast this morning, which I did not attend, but which apparently went very well. We had spent some time yesterday making sure that it was programmed to be a very upbeat session to get people off on the right foot before the Lincoln recess, rather than a bitch session of any kind. Rogers did a very good job, apparently a superlative job, of building up the president's role as the man of peace. Conley did a great wind-up on the president himself, as well as the economy. But the star of the day, I guess, was Hugh Scott, who really got into good form and did a very good job on making the whole pitch, defending the president against his critics, etc. Scott also went out before the press, along with Jerry Ford, afterwards, and of course got hit with the Haldeman Today Show question, but handled it very well. Everybody's basically taking the approach on that they're not repudiating me in any way, although nobody is going as far as I did or saying that they specifically agree with my precise point. We had considerable discussion on and off during the day on the whole Vietnam question, as stirred up by my speech, as the reaction starts building up. The president feels that the Democrats now really have a problem on Vietnam because they've got to decide where to put themselves. The point now is that we've got to make is they're postponing the peace. And he seems to be pretty sanguine about the dealing with the attacks and so on. So I think we're okay on that. Rogers called all distressed because Kissinger's apparently going on some trips, and Rogers doesn't want him running around, so he wants to meet with the president to go over his own travel plans and so on. He's apparently snaked himself into the Florida trip now, having learned from the president at the meeting this morning that he was going to go to Florida. Rogers instantly after the meeting booked himself into Key Biscayne, then called me and said he and Adele had planned to take the weekend off down there, and could he have a ride down with the president. So we set it up that the president would see him on the plane or Friday morning down in Key Biscayne, or on the plane on the way back, because the president doesn't want to meet with him this week. He's especially concerned because Rogers is pushing Henry hard for the transcript of his meetings with Cho and Lai, and Henry's not about to give them to him, although he's going to make some stab at trying to make a cleaned-up version for him to take on the plane to read. We had some concern also on the part of Flanagan and Kissinger that Conley was screwing up the whole situation with Canada because he's refusing to come to a settlement with them and is turning down their offer. Everybody thinks it's a bad thing to do, but there's no way now to handle it, and nobody's able to get into it at this point. End of February 8th.